Coming up in about 20 minutes or so, Nick Kostos will tell you how you should wager this weekend. The sheer volume of British television that you watch, that you were discussing with Courtney during the break is wild to me.
Yeah, I watch a lot of BBC.
Why are you so interested in that?
I don't know. It's like there's shows like Gangs of London. Unbelievable TV show.
Where does that take place?
London.
Oh. Is it the accents that you like?
I just like the whole like London swag in like some of the TV shows. So there's Top Boy, which I watch. I'm watching The Gentlemen. It's a London-based TV show with the kid. I forget who.
There's a lot of popular British shows.
Luther
though.
With Idris Elba.
Industry. I don't know if you ever watched that.
No,
Sisters. I watched that. That was a British one.
I've never watched that. Supercell, which is like their version of.
Don't forget Downton Abbey.
I never watched.
EastEnders.
I just it's
like
weird.
I watch like a lot of the kind of like the gangster shows. Hijack.
Ooh, great show.
Right? I just didn't take you for a big fan of British television.
Yeah, no, I definitely am.
Yeah.
They got some good shows, man, I'm telling you.
Well, and you learn something about another culture.
Yeah, and I learned their language over there, which is pretty cool.
I mean, it's very similar to the English language.
I'm talking about their slang.
The slang.
Yeah, because I'm big into London hip hop.
The slang is they do different.
Yeah, so that's I guess maybe that's what kind of gives.
Well, Curtis lived there. I don't know.
I don't like to talk about it.
No, really.
I mean, with the Patriots playing there this week.
Yeah.
Curtis, I'm sure you're well versed in the English slang.
I am. I actually had an idea. I don't know if it's a good one. Most aren't. But what if we did we can't announce it, so we'd have to do it now, so Jackson couldn't look ahead. But a
Jackson game?
Jackson game.
Jackson, get in here now. Because he'll cheat.
And so.
What's the game? Oh, here he is. Oh, there he is. He came from the other door. Where were you? Oh, hello, Jackson. Step right up. Good morning. Hello, what's the game, Curtis?
So we call it.
Good morning.
In England, they call it, and Jackson has to say what it is.
We call it, in America, it's this.
Right.
In England, it's that.
Ooh. I think I can do pretty well at that. I watched all of Downton Abbey.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, you watched all of Downton Abbey.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Are you ready?
You crushed last time we did a game like
I'm
this.
Ready.
What was that game that you did while I was out?
It was like...
Are you smarter than a Jackson?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So this is, are you smart? More? Are you... more well-versed in English culture than a Jackson.
That's correct.
Let's go.
All right. So in... Ooh, I love it. We'll start basic. In America, we call it an elevator. In London, they call it...
They call it a lift.
Nailed it.
Wow.
Nailed it.
In America, we call it a windshield. In London, we call it...
Dan, I don't know.
Windscreen.
Windscreen.
Yeah.
Okay.
In America, we call it a parking lot. In London, we call it...
A yard?
Car park.
Car park.
Oh. Yard was a good guess because of Scotland Yard.
Exactly, yeah.
Yes.
In America, we call it garbage. In London, we call it...
Rubbish?
Nailed it.
Wow.
Oh, we need the James Nailed It.
Jackson, you're very good at this.
I don't know why.
Is it watching? It's just watching television shows.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorite shows of all time, Keeping Up Appearances. Very good show.
What is it?
Keeping Up Appearances. It's very, very fun, funny British comedy.
Did you ever watch Fawlty Towers?
Fawlty Towers is the greatest sitcom of all time.
You and I, Curtis is obsessed with The Office.
Yep.
Very good. Fawlty Towers, you include, I don't care what you put in the category, Seinfeld, Cheers, Fawlty Towers is the single greatest situation comedy ever created by entertainment.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you and I could not agree more.
Fawlty Towers is what they call those two legs of yours, bro.
I thought you were going to go in the seafood direction, but I mean, a little advanced
thought about
for you,
it.
Sense of humor-wise.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Curtis. What's next?
Okay. In America, we say a dude. In London, we say...
A chap?
Bloke.
Bloke.
Chap bloke. Works.
Okay. In America, we say it is packed in here, or more to say, like a large crowd. So exiting a stadium, it's packed. In London, they say it is. This is my favorite. One of my favorites.
I'm blanking on that one. I have no idea.
Shuck a block.
All right. Okay. Really? That sounds dirty.
I would have gotten that one. Yeah.
In America, we say it's a, we say a toilet is a john. In London, we call it a
loo, and not the Merlone type.
Oh wow.
There you go. Whoa. Yeah.
I like when you add a little color to the answer. And you tied it into the radio.
Yes, I'm you know.
I mean, that's A+.
Professional.
Yeah.
In America, we call them chips. In England, we call, or London, with same difference, we call them
fries. What?
I
think it's the other way around.
Crisps.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
Yes, you're right about that.
Yeah, crisps.
I knew that would sort of, you know, razzle dazzle. In America, we call it an apartment. In London, we call it
flat.
There we go. We'll wrap here. Here, we call it a cookie. In London, we call it a.
Oh, I thought that was crisp, but biscuit.
Nailed it!
Jackson.
Well done,
Jackson.
All right, Jackson.
That's a
property
excellent. Right there, man.
Yeah. You went 500.
Well done, Jackson.
Yeah.
Better than Shime's bet.
There you go.
Well done. Thank you.
Sorry, Sam.
Right. Nice job by Jackson.
Excellent.
Impromptu, by the way.
I got a really funny story that I think you'll love really quick, if you want.
We'll be the judge.
What'd you get for your birthday?
Yes. Is this the same story you told yesterday afternoon?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I think
Wait,
that
where
Greg...
Did he where did he tell
On the afternoon program.
Oh. Well, if you already told it on the
I just thought that you were laughing. And I asked Ken if I should even bring it up to you. And he's like, yeah, if it's funny. The other day, I was visiting my mother in the hospital, and I... nature called before I got there.
Okay.
And you know the Muddy River over by Jamaica Plain on the Jamaica Way near all the hospitals?
Yes.
There's a little creek.
Uh-huh.
Fell right in the river.
You what?
Fell right in the river.
So you were urinating in the river.
I was done doing that.
Okay.
Well,
there's no...
And then trying to climb up the bank a little bit, slid right down all the way
in
my waist.
No.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Were you tinkling or were you...
No, I was done. I was there.
But no,
no, yeah,
okay,
number one.
Okay.
Were there no public restrooms?
No,
that you could avail yourself to. You were driving.
I was driving. Yep, parked in a little bit of a walk from the car. Yep,
and then
it was a very wooded area, very private, very dark. So I'm like, all right, yeah.
I feel like that's a risk because if somebody catches you, you would have to register as a sex.
Oh
offender.
Yeah, that's
well.
Cool.
Wait, how you were heading to the hospital?
Yes, yeah.
How long of the walk?
It's like a 10-minute walk.
You couldn't hold it for 10 minutes?
Yeah, I was drinking a lot of water.
Did you have an empty water bottle or anything?
No.
Oh.
I don't trust myself with that, but I thought that you would find that funny.
None of Elton John's security guards were around?
I didn't have an assistant there, but yeah.
I mean, I guess that's kind of funny. Yeah. Like you fell in.
Who had a better reaction, this show or the afternoon show?
Did you go in... to the hospital, fully soaking wet.
No.
I had to. I'm not going to drive back to Denham and then back to in town, you know?
So you were just sitting in your...
Did they think it was weird?
I told them what happened.
Oh, you did?
So now it's a point of humor around there. It's a pretty dark place. Yeah.
What would they call that in London? Here we say we're taking a pee.
I don't know. They would call it stupid is what they would call it.
They would take a wee.
A wee.
Yes. No, that was Paris, France. Wee.
All right. Well, thanks.
Jackson, thank you.
Good job, Jackson.
Well done.
Great idea.
Thanks.
Excellent.
I love Lou Merlone. That's my new favorite.
Coming up, we'll talk to Nick Kostos about this weekend's games, including the New England Patriots and the Jacksonville Jaguars in London, England. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. Thursday night football, Broncos beat up on a banged up Saints team. Final score was 33-10 there. In college, BC fell to Virginia Tech on the road 42-21. And some shocking news in college sports. UVA head basketball coach Tony Bennett has announced he's retiring at 55 years old just 3 weeks before UVA's season opener.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Weird story there. In baseball, the Guardians get on the board with a 7-5 win over the Yankees. New York leads the ALCS 2-1. In the NLCS, the Dodgers go up 3-1 on the Mets with a 10-2 win last night. The Patriots have landed in London with Drake May on the injury report for the second day with a knee injury. He was a full participant at practice before they left, and Alex Van Pelt not worried about this injury.
Yeah, not concerned. You know, that's for the head coach and trainers, but looked good to me yesterday as he worked.
And Gerard Mayo was just asked in London, according to Chris Mason of Mass Live, about the MRI, and he said, "I'm not getting into any imaging," which seems like an odd, you know, why wouldn't you just say yes or no? But
that's a weird answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And DC's with a great, great potential explanation for Jackson. Did he pee himself and then jump in the water to cover it up?
Oh, a yes. Pro move.
That is
like. Not like the famous Little League incident that occurred to yours truly.
Yeah. Oh.
Huh?
I didn't know that.
Oh, my God. You didn't?
I've shared that on the show before. I peed my pants in Little League.
Save that.
I was playing second base.
Without Little League.
And I told my mom about it, and she said to just grab dirt and try to cover it up. So I tried to cover it like that. It was, I think everybody knew what had occurred, but it was such a nice sentiment from my mom. Like, yeah. She told me nobody noticed,
yeah.
And it was mid game.
Right.
She told me nobody noticed. Just throw a little dirt on it, and you'll be fine.
Oh man, they were all like, "Why is Hill over there rubbing dirt all over his shorts?"
Yes, they probably were. In hindsight, they probably were. Yes.
Ramondre Stevenson was absent from practice again yesterday, but he is in London with the team. We have seen him on video. And experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof.
I have one last pair of VIP tickets for Oyster Bash tomorrow at the Lobster Trap in Bourne that I would like to give away. So we can hang out together tomorrow, enjoy some live music, great live music. And we can throat some oysters. We can enjoy some adult beverages and have a blast at the Lobster Trap. And that whole event benefits the Greg Hill Foundation. So if you are caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you get a couple tickets to join me tomorrow at the Lobster Trap, a true Cape Cod experience.
It really shouldn't have a big fishy smell.
Correct. Yes, that is true. Curtis, the weather?
Ooh, quickly, sorry. Some breaking news that just broke. Jay Cutler arrested for DUI gun possession in Tennessee.
Jeez. What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I mean, when they say gun possession, what does that mean? I mean,
Means he has a gun on him.
Doesn't everybody in Tennessee have a gun on them, though?
So
pretty much.
That be like unregistered.
Okay.
If it's in a police report.
Well, probably all goes back to the ex-wife dating a young dude.
Right.
Emasculating.
They broke up though.
She and the guy did.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll keep you up to date on that.
That mugshot is not great.
Not great.
I need to see it on Twitch.
Yeah. Mitch, I pinged it to you.
Okay.
Put some dirt on that, Jay. 48 degrees, sunny, afternoon high of 60, Greg Hill.
Okay, all right. We will be back with Nick Costos and how to wager this weekend.